I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. Two bomb blasts have rattled Greece in the last 24 hours. One bomb went off last night at a jail in Athens. A woman was injured by flying glass. The other blast was inside a courthouse in northern Greece. A man was injured there. The BBC's Malcolm Brabant is in Athens. Are these blasts at all connected, Malcolm, to the massive economic crisis in Greece at the moment?
Well, the people who carried out these blasts have not yet claimed responsibility, but the assumption is that they are left-wing guerrilla groups, and terrorism experts believe that they are attacking the state and the state symbols because of the austerity measures here.
And is that an assumption? Do these terrorism experts have some solid evidence to kind of believe that these somehow are connected?
Well, because there is a long history, really, of Greek domestic terrorism, and the people here have seen the way in which the people responsible for these attacks have kept, you know, written their manifestos and made their claims in the past, and most of them have been anti-capitalist, and so it's a fair assumption to make that these bomb blasts are to do with the austerity measures, because certainly those people on the left anyway are extremely unhappy about the austerity measures. They blame international financial institutions like the International Monetary Fund, and everywhere you go in Athens and elsewhere in the country there are protests against the capitalists, the plutarchs, the rich and the powerful, so it's a fair assumption.
These events must have prompted heightened security in Athens at least. What's the level of tension in the city right now?
As far as heightened security is concerned, I don't think so, to be perfectly frank, because Greeks are really quite used to these sort of explosions. And this is a country which is much misunderstood abroad. People think that this place is almost in a state of civil war. It's certainly not. And these, just to give you an example of what happened up in northern Greece with the bomb in Salonika, in that the people in the court building there didn't evacuate it because they were getting bomb threats every Friday because people wanted to disrupt the court proceedings so that they could get the court cases delayed. And so that's why they were in the building at the time. This country, you know, is not like Afghanistan or Iraq. It's perfectly normal. And the bombs, what they're doing actually is they're having a really bad effect on tourism, because people are sort of being scared away. And it's so bad that the tourist industry is extremely worried about the image that the country is having abroad, that it's sort of set up a crisis committee to try to sort of correct things, because they need to have tourists coming in if they're going to meet their sort of economic targets. So that really is the most important implication of these bombs, rather than the sort of the damage and the slight injuries that they have caused.
Now, Malcolm, the other news out of Greece today is that Greek authorities have started naming and shaming tax evaders as part of the effort to balance the government's budget. How's that scarlet letter exercise going?
Never a dull day here, to be perfectly honest. And I mean, what they're doing effectively is they're really locking onto the public mood at the moment, which is almost like a lynch mob, because ordinary working people are having to pay the price for these austerity measures, and they are on fixed salaries. They have tax deducted at source from their incomes. They pay their bills. They play by the rules, and they have been screaming, ordinary people, for the rich and powerful to be punished. And so the authorities have done a pretty populist trick in the views of many people, in that they have named and shamed these people, 57 people altogether, doctors, and it's really going to terrify those people, I think, who know that they have done wrong. Because what the government has also said is that it will seize bank accounts, and it believes, actually, that if it seizes bank accounts belonging to people who have cheated the state, that it can probably collect around about $40 billion, which is a tenth of the national debt.
The BBC's Malcolm Brabant in Athens. Appreciate your time indeed. Thanks.
Thanks a lot.